Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 21st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. New UK policy aims to support cash availability. The UK Treasury has proposed a new policy that supports the availability of cash withdrawal and deposit services in urban and rural areas. Sohar International merges with HSBC Oman. Oman-based bank, Sohar International, has completed its merger with HSBC Oman, aiming to strengthen its position as a growing financial institution in the country. NCR to run KiwiBank's ATM fleet. US-based enterprise technology provider NCR Corporation has extended its partnership with KiwiBank to run the bank's ATM fleet through its ATM as a service solution in New Zealand. Pulse study showcases key aspects considered by debit issuers. US-based debit payments facilitator Pulse has published a study that showcases the key aspects considered by debit issuers. Omnia Partners launches Opus. Omnia Partners has announced the launch of its Omnia Partners Opus procurement platform to provide a simple and secure user experience to customers and clients. Cambodia and Laos launch cross-border QR code payments. The National Bank of Cambodia, NBC, and Bank of the Lao PDR, BOL, have launched the first phase of cross-border QR code payments in Laos. Real-time partners with GNB Swiss Investments. Norway-based Web 3.0 fintech specializing in payment technologies Real-time has announced a partnership with financial institution GNB Swiss Investments AG. Store Connect raises $9 million. Store Connect, a fully integrated e-commerce solution, has raised $9 million in a seed round with lead investor Bellini Capital, aiming to address the challenges SMBs face within the e-commerce landscape. Atomi Financial expands its partnership with HSBC. Fintech company Atomi Financial has announced the expansion of its partnership with HSBC in order to offer new customer financing products in the Philippines. Velo Payments to acquire Yapstone. Velo Payments has announced the acquisition of the payment processing platform Yapstone in order to offer its customers improved payment methods. Plaid upgrades its income verification suite. US-based data network Plaid has upgraded its income verification suite to improve automation while minimizing fraud risk. SDX adopts the DTI ISO standard. Switzerland-based SDX has become the first private DLT financial market infrastructure to adopt the Digital Token Identifier Foundation, DTIF, managed ISO 24165 DTI standard. Checkout.com distances itself from Binance. UK-based payment solutions provider Checkout.com has announced its decision to distance itself from cryptocurrency exchange Binance. Slovenia ranked as EU's most crypto-obsessed country. Slovenia has emerged as the most crypto-obsessed state in Europe, according to recently published research. Irish fintech funding slows down. Funding levels in Ireland's fintech sector have fallen again in the last 12 months due to economic and geopolitical challenges. India Central Bank to launch credit tech platform. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is planning to develop a public technology platform for credit transactions. Altum Group implements Risk Screens KYC platform. Altum Group, a leading international provider of fund, corporate and family office solutions, has successfully completed the implementation of RiskScreen's groundbreaking KYC platform. Seven types of identity fraud that organizations can't afford to ignore. Conducting transactions and sharing personal data online has become easier than ever before. Reserve Bank of India to launch pilot project for frictionless credit. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has announced the launch of a pilot project in the form of a public tech platform to simplify access to credit. DBS Bank and Infor Nexus partner to enhance trade financing solutions for SMEs. DBS Bank and Infor Nexus have collaborated to launch pre-shipment financing for small and medium-sized enterprises, SME, suppliers in the Infor Nexus supply chain ecosystem. Swade commits $20 million min to expand its footprint in US and Canada. UK-based RegTech Swade has committed $20 million min in a bid to expand its footprint in the US and Canada. Kolendi gets Turkish digital banking operating license. Anglo-Turkish fintech Kolendi has received approval from the Banking Regulation and Supervision Agency, BRSA, to launch Turkey's inaugural digital deposit bank. Nubank to test Brazilian CBDC, DREX. Brazil-based financial services platform Nubank has connected its infrastructure to the blockchain network of Banco Central do Brasil to initiate testing with DREX, the Brazilian digital currency. MasterCard partners with Checkout.com and Careem Pay. MasterCard has announced its partnership with Checkout.com to enable Careem Pay customers in the UAE area to access secure and fast near real-time payments. MasterCard partners with Kashio. MasterCard has partnered with UAE-founded spend management fintech Kashio to launch corporate credit cards and offer virtual issuance capabilities in the region. Moin partners with Currency Cloud. South Korea-based Moin has partnered with Currency Cloud to expand global coverage for South Korea's remitters while improving the cross-border payment experience for customers. MasterCard chooses Fluency as its CBDC partner. US-based payment processing corporation MasterCard has chosen UK-based blockchain technology company Fluency as its CBDC partner. Treasury Prime adds Liberty Bank to network. Treasury Prime, a leading embedded banking software company, today announced its strategic partnership with Liberty Bank, NA. A full-service commercial bank supporting markets across California, to offer innovative embedded banking solutions to customers in the fintech space. Nedbank taps Synthesis for mobile contactless payments. South African bank Nedbank is committed to prioritizing its product development to suit the needs of its personal and small business clients. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.